The BBC presents Vintage Goons, another in the series of programs first broadcast to British listeners in 1954.
And now, listeners, this is Neddy Seagoon speaking with the new electric microphone, folks. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Can you hear me, folks? Then listen to the mystery as told by the man in black.
Thank you. Actually, I'm not the man in black. The truth is, I am Guinness, the man in the white suit. But on the way here, I fell down a coal hole. This gentleman here is my secretary.
You fell down a coal hole too, then?
Man, I did not.
Silence, Ellington.
Yum-bum-bada-boo.
Another whitewash brush to you. Not in these trousers, mate. Now then, pray silence as we tell the story of the missing Prime Minister of 1953.
It was midnight on Christmas Eve, 1953. Inspector Seagoon was checking with a policeman on the beat.
Constable and Law Guardian.
Good evening, Inspector, mate.
Everything all right at number 10? Wait, where's your hairy helmet gone?
The Prime Minister knocked it off with a snowball.
Did he? He will get promotion for this.
Oh, tar, just in time for retirement.
Keep up the good work.
Yes, I will.
That was at midnight. Then at 1200 hours...
Hello, Jean.
Who is that?
This is the Bow Street Police Station speaking. Speaking!
What a clever police station.
You'll get a punch up the conk, Jim. Right up the conk. Hear the conk.
Withhold your two-octave conk punch while I unfold a tale of a satin story.
I'll take everything down, Jim.
Don't do that, you'll catch cold.
Oh. What's your name, sir?
It's Mr. Avery T. Deacon Harry.
I'll just write that down. Avery T. Deacon Harry. What's the T for?
Tom.
Oh, I see. Avery Tom Deacon Harry. Now, sir, what's the trouble?
10 Downing Street is gone, Larry. It's not there.
What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone?
Well, I'll tell you. In between numbers 9 and 11, there is a blank space.
There.
Nothing save a space between 9 and 11.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, why?
It's just dropped off.
I see. Well, don't wake it up then.
That was at 2 a.m.
You think you're funny?
Yeah.
At 2:15, Inspector Seagoon received a report of the mysterious phone call.
Good.
It says the man claims 10 Downing Street is missing. Eccles, we'd better drive up there.
What for?
I want to look round.
But you already look round.
Yes. Is your squad car handy?
Yep, I tuned the engine myself and I can get an extra 2 miles an hour out of her.
How fast did she go before?
She ain't never been before.
In that case, I'll walk. It'll be quicker.
All right, then you walk. I'll drive the car on you walk. Melt you. You'll see you'll get there first.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, my good man. Goodbye, then. Goodbye. Ow! Okay, we'll be okay. Inspector?
Yes?
When you get there, wait for me.
On arrival at Downing Street, Inspector Seagoon was horrified.
Yeah, I got there first.
Number 10 what? Downing Street was missing.
Oh.
The area was soon alive with CID men. The duty constable was closely questioned, and questioned.
Yeah, well, I was tied up, Inspector, and then they gagged me with this. They got it from 10 Downing Street.
Oh, a hand towel.
Yeah, they stuffed it in my mouth.
I see.
Well, sir, it's like this, you see. At 12:30, a monster lorry pull up outside. 10 men jump out and wallop me on the head. I turned round to see who it was, and wallop, wallop on my head again. I stood up, you see, have a quick barter, no one there, and wallop, wallop, wallop all on my head. As I took out my notebook, all official like, wallop, wallop, wallop on my head, all wallops all over my head. And then I...
Yes, yes, yes. But did you notice anything about these men?
Yes.
What?
I noticed they kept walloping me on the head.
And to your knowledge, the Prime Minister was in the house.
Yeah, and when I come the house was gone.
The Prime Minister gone? He's got to be found quickly.
Inspector, I found these lying in the road.
Ah, a pair of gloves, yes. These may help us. Curse.
What's up, sir?
They don't fit me. Oh. Where's the ace cardboard detective?
I heard you come again. I heard you come. Sings new signature tune. Give your command and it will be done it. I will not flinch from my duty. I stand ready.
Blue bottle. Blue bottle, have these gloves analyzed at once.
It shall be done, my captain, with all speed. I go. Farewell.
Scout lad. Sergeant Max Gilray. See what you can make of this small, blunt instrument. On the back of the
ready, man. Captain, I'm returned. I'm back. Point certain place. Toot, 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 toot.
Well?
Well, I will tell you. These gloves, what I had got, have been thoroughly analysed at a laboratory.
And?
We have ascertained the exact type what is there.
Good. What type are they?
They're what you wear on your hands.
Blue Bottle, I am proud here and now to give you the rank of Constable First Class. Just stand at this springboard.
Hey, Stalin, in that water.
Ruddens, when you... farewell, cruel world.
Sink slowly into underpants.
He's upset about something, Sergeant.
Yes, still, Inspector. While the police force have men like Blue Bottle, what have they got to worry about?
Men like Eccles.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Men like Eccles.
Women like Eccles, too.
Oh, Eccles, what's the exact time?
The time? It's getting on.
Thank you.
Stop.
Now, gather around, everyone.
I'm everyone.
Stop the rhubarb. Men, this is the position. Someone claimed that they saw a large lorry with what looked like 10 Downing Street strapped to the back. So we intend to set up police and military roadblocks on all main roads.
That's right.
Shut up, rhubarb. Flying squad cars will stop all... Slow down to this corner, Blue Bottle.
Hello. Hello. Policeman Eccles calling. Inspector Seagoon's car.
Hello, Eccles. Seagoon answering, over.
Inspector, I think I'm onto something. I've been tailing a car up the Great North Road for the last 30 miles, and it looks very suspicious.
Overtake him at once.
But he's doing 100 miles an hour.
Well, try and pass him.
Well, I'll try, but he's got the advantage over me.
Why?
He's in a car. I'm walking.
You've got boots on?
I got boots on,
well, yeah. None of these silly excuses. Get that car.
Okay, over and out.
Right now. Have a Blue Bottle. How's the time going?
It's going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick.
Must be the same make as mine. Mine goes tick-tock, too.
Mine doesn't go tick-tock, too. Mine just goes tick-tock, tick-tock. Someone's hitting me with a brick. Oh, yeah. Face turns green, ears fall off. Legs turn to jelly, go cross-eyed with agony. Faints on soft part of ground.
Blue Bottle, are you hurt?
Hello, calling Inspector Seagoon.
Oh, blast. Hello, Eccles, what is it?
Good news, I stopped that car.
How?
I threw a brick at the driver. Just a minute. Oh! Okay. I just threw another brick at his mate.
Eccles, you idiot!
Hello, Inspector.
5 in the morning, there was still no news of the missing Prime Minister or Number 10 Downing Street. Finally, the BBC, after high-level consultations, decided to broadcast the following bulletin to the nation.
Owing to frost, the swimming gala at Lord's Cricket Ground has been postponed. In its place, you can hear Hamlet on Ice. It helps to keep it fresh.
Keep that radio thing up, will you? That's better. Oh, stuck out here at 5 in the morning in charge of a military roadblock. What a life. Still duty before pleasure. Now, let me see, men. Yes, I'll pay pontoons only. Let's be having you now. Come along. Never mind, lads. Never mind. Let's have another round.
Not for me, sir. I'm skint.
No money?
No.
Grapple me, Gronkus. Get outside on guard. You military fool. How dare you play cards when you should be at your post? Your duties, quick, march. Left, left, right, left. Come along. Pick him up. Now put them down again.
Sir, there's somebody creeping about. I saw it.
What? Quick, give me my pistol. Sword, hand me that rifle, steel helmet, and that hand grenade, breastplate, and armored shield. Right. Now, Private Bog, take this stick and go and see who it is. While I have my photo taken under the bed.
Right, sir. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello.
Anybody out there in the dark?
Well, Mark, is there anybody there?
No, sir, not, sir.
Oh, then I'll take charge of this. Come on out and fight, you out there in the dark. Go. I say, you're sure there's nobody out there, right?
I'm positive.
Right, come on, you cowards. Come and fight. Oh. That scared them away. You've run away, haven't you?
Oh, no, I ain't.
Oh!
Major, open the door. Let me in.
I can't. I'm in the bar.
Let me in.
I'm sorry. All vacancies are filled.
You can have 10, Bob.
Thank you, Major. I was so frightened out there.
Man, so was I.
Oh. Hands up or I shoot.
Hey, don't point that thing at me.
You will feel no pain. It's not loaded. Now, who are you? What do you want?
Me, man? Well, I just dropped off a lorry.
You're not a spare tire, are you?
Oh, no. It was a lorry with a large building strapped on the back.
What? That might be Number 10 Downing Street. I must contact HQ at once. Bob, go and try and find a telephone. And you, Clay, you
want to... All right.
Round the back for the brandy, quickly.
At 6 in the morning, Private Bog approached a house in the shape of a plane. He had hopes of using the telephone. Inside, however, all was asleep.
What? Oh, drat it. The alarm clock again. Much too early. I remember. Turn it off. Where's my spectacles gone? I think they were on the mantelpiece. I'll just feel along here. Oh, oh dear. Steady, Mr. Brown. Oh, dear. What have I done now? Oh, I mustn't wake Minnie up. Are you awake, Min? Are you calling, Min?
Yes, the alarm's going.
It's stopped now, Min.
Turn it off, Henry.
I have turned it off. It stopped, Min.
Yes,
it does. Ring. It wasn't going ring. It stopped, Min, I tell you. I turned it off, Min. Don't tell me what... It was off, Min. Don't have a caraway seed and shut up.
What did you say, Henry?
It stopped now.
It stopped now, Henry.
No, it started again, Min. It started, I tell you. It started, it's going ring, Min. It is, I'm telling you. It is going ring, I can hear. There. Min? Madam Min? Where are my spectacles? Who's that at the door, eh? Whoever you are, speak through the letterbox.
Is that better?
Yes, who are you, sir?
Well, I've come to ask if we can use your phone because we've had a bit of trouble and we've had a lot of things to do. We'd like to use the telephone.
But I haven't... Yes, please, Min, there's a man at the door.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I didn't hear what...
I said, could we borrow your telephone?
I can't see it, Min. I can't find where my spectacles are. What?
Hello? Can we borrow your telephone, please?
Did you say in my trousers, Min?
No, I said, can I borrow your telephone?
We haven't got a telephone!
But I heard it ringing!
That was the alarm clock ringing! Shut up, you rotten old fool, you! Yeah!
Can we borrow the telephone, please?
I tell you, this was nothing
to tell. We'd like to use the phone because...
Five 5:30 and Bog hasn't returned yet. Still too dark to see a thing. Fan me, Blins. Who is it? Hands up.
I can't put my hands up.
Hands up or I fire. Now what's happened?
I was riding a bike.
Come here. Ooh. Flourish me, Fabula. Thank you. Who are you, you ragged-looking goon?
I'm the fire. I'm a policeman.
If you're a policeman, I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Wow!
Put me down at once!
Wait a minute. Turn round. You're not Marilyn Monroe.
I told you I wasn't. What a bitter disappointment to us both. Hold out your wrists. Now your ankles. Your neck. And now into this iron cell.
Am I a prisoner?
Prisoner? What an imagination you have.
Well, I thought you were Marilyn Monroe. You can't have a better imagination than that, can you? Anyhow, why did you put all these chains on me?
Well, they suit you. Oh. I surrender.
Pickles.
Hey, Inspector.
Pickles, what are you doing in that cell?
I'm not doing anything in it.
Thank heaven for that. Blodnock, bad news.
What?
10 Downing Street in the PM are in France.
Oh.
Last reported traveling towards Paris. Army!
7 on Christmas morning, Paris was in France. So was Seagull. French police, ever willing, supplied flying squad transport.
I'm not driving too fast for you fellas, am I?
I can't understand it. The French police have been most uncooperative. So very secretive, it's...
Yeah, well, these French are always trying to hide something.
Not at the Folies Bergère, they're not. Please, Major, this is not the time to think of women.
What? Well, tell me when it is, will you? I'll be there.
Look, the trail leads into that French bois.
He's right. Stop the car, Hector.
Okay, whoa, boy! Whoa! Hold back, boy. Whoa. Good horse. Whoa, stop. Whoa. Hold back, boy. Stop. Whoa. Nice horse. Whoa. Whoa, horse. Whoa, horse. Stop, horse. Stop, horse.
What a big lumbering idiot he is.
Don't speak to that horse like that.
I was speaking to you, you Stop the animal.
You fools, that horse is a foreigner. Try shouting stop in French.
Oh, yeah. Stop in French. Stop in French.
It's no good. We'll have to jump off.
Oh, I haven't got a parachute.
Here, swallow mine.
It wasn't cooked.
Never mind.
Jump, lads! You hurt yourself, Eccles?
No. Shall I jump again?
Save it for the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, Eagle. Through my telescope, I can see 10 Downing Street in the woods.
Let me observe. Good. It looks real close through this telescope.
It's miles away, really.
Well, if it's nearer with the telescope, let's crawl to the telescope.
Brilliant, Eccles.
Yeah.
Right. Are we all through?
As far as being comics, yes.
Salmon Street said, keep your place. And your Hannigan Cobb. Up! Thank you.
Every one of you.
During that brief call, our heroes arrived at the door of missing number 10 Downing Street.
Yes?
My name's Seagull.
You must be a drummer.
I'm an inspector.
Well, of course, the drains, this way.
A police inspector, sir. I only inspect police. Now tell us, is this place 10 Downing Street?
Who wants to know?
A police inspector by the name of Seagull.
Answer, man, answer. Remember, this sword is loaded, and so am I.
You must know, the Prime Minister and the entire British Cabinet are in the next room debating certain affairs that they didn't wish the British people to hear.
So that's why they brought 10 Downing Street to France!
And there we conclude our story. There'll be a silver collection for the actors.
Stop! Wall, dear big fat Wall, you can't leave the British government in a wood in France.
Can't you think of a better place to leave them, can you?
BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Manager Quartet, Max Gelby, and the orchestra conducted by Wallace Stocks. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, program produced by Roy Spear.